And now to the impact of the FAA shutdown on private sector workers. As we mentioned, hundreds of airport expansion and renovation projects are on hold, and that means tens of thousands of workers are idled. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports on one suspended project in Oakland, California.
Electrician Richard Zemlock is no stranger to layoffs. A taut, barrel-chested man in his 50s, Zemlock spent 22 years at a local Toyota assembly plant before it was shut down last year. He says he hasn't seen much work since then, so he was relieved when he got a job helping build a new air traffic control tower at Oakland's International Airport. Among other things, it meant Zemlock could keep his union medical coverage.
Our hours on the job relate to our medical payments. My medical is about $1,400 a month. And if I'm not working, then that has to be paid by somebody or else I don't have a medical coverage for me and my family.
But after only a month on the job, he got the word that the project was temporarily shutting down. Zemlock is one of 60 engineers and contractors who were laid off here in Oakland as a result of the congressional dispute over funding the FAA.
I couldn't believe it. You know, I just got out here after 10 months of going through this stuff, and here's a one-year project, and it's like, sorry, no job, going home.
Zemlock laughs, but there's no smile on his weathered face. He's standing at the shuttered gate of the job site. It's just a stone's throw from the skeleton of a 236-foot state-of-the-art air traffic control tower.
I just want a job. I want to go to work. I want to be productive. I don't want to sit home. I want to pay my bills. I want to pay my taxes. I want to do what's right for America. And I'm trying to do the right thing, and it seems like everywhere you turn, something else gets shut down for some type of political reason.
Oakland's frozen airport project is but one of five in Northern California. Many, many more across the nation add up to more than $10 billion of lost work. For Oakland Mayor Gene Kwan, this work stoppage delays a key component of her plan to encourage tourism, especially from China.
If we can't modernize and expand our port and make it more efficient for more flights to come in Oakland, that will hurt our goal of increasing tourism long run. It will hurt immediate jobs. It hurts long-term jobs. And it's not necessary. There's no reason why Congress can't move this forward and why they shouldn't have moved it forward months ago.
In a teleconference Wednesday, Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood said it's clear that working Americans are bearing the brunt of the congressional stalemate.
This is not the way to treat people who have worked very hard. People, particularly in the construction trades, which has one of the highest unemployments of any sector of our economy, almost double the unemployment rate, is in the construction sector.
24-year-old Ashley Davidson knows that firsthand. She's a first-year electrician's apprentice who thought it would be a skill that would guarantee her work and a career. Now Davidson wonders why Congress can't do its job.
People who aren't middle class, who don't really know what it is to work a good hard day, who have no concept of what it's like to be without health care, no concept of what it is to work hourly, to work paycheck to paycheck.
You think they just don't get it?
I do. I think they don't get it, and I don't think they don't care.
As it stands, Davidson and her fellow workers won't be back on the job at least until September, when Congress returns from its recess. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, Oakland.